Interview also. All of them. How to make interview.
Yeah, what's the purpose? Why we want interview?
The purpose of interview is to confirm your practice, your experience, and so is it correct or not. So have you read this Sarva Upanita in this very light book? Like in Chinese version, maybe Kriya, Mukriya. Altogether, five kinds of Anokahita. Have you read it? Chinese version?
Chinese version.
What that is? So if you don't know your explain, so that we have time to practice. So that is what I explain to you. So I hear you are here reading book or discussion time. So I mean, have you discussed about interview? The same, because on this is our teacher. He explained in detail. He got it in method from Master Seattle also. So there are five kinds of Anokahita. The Anokahita Sutta come from the Gotra Nikaya. So Seattle mentioned Vipassana meditation is like you grow one seed, you plant one tree. So you need in a fence, you need to water, or you need to then clean like an insect, some like an insect net, or the same. So then you need to listen Dhamma talk, you need to discuss with each other, especially with teacher, to understand clearly the method. Sutta Anokahita, Sila Anokahita, Savana Anokahita, Sakisa Anokahita, or Samatha Anokahita, or Vipassana Anokahita. Altogether, five kinds. So, Sila Anokahita means like in a fence. Now, here, why we make a fence? Every house. Because in the world, so many dangers. So then, suppose some thief, some person who are not polite, so they can come without fence. So then we make purpose to protect, like dangerous people, dangers, and come from outside. But you can prevent. Like then you can see the object, like beings, animal, but then you cannot prevent your mind. So then how do you prevent for your mind? So you have to keep more pieces. Sila. So that is then we take then more pieces. We already take, well, we already took one of our goals. That is called Sila Anokahita. If you keep moral pieces, you are physical and bodily actions clean. So that is called moral pieces. Moral pieces including there are three kinds of behaviors, physical, verbal, or mental. But if you keep moral pieces, you cannot purify your mind. Moral pieces only to refine, only control your physical body in your perfect behaviors. That's it. Fine? So that is called Sila, moral pieces. So sometimes I ask some people, what do you mean in the moral pieces? They mentioned to me, to purify three actions, mental, physical, or verbal. No, two actions. Physical behaviors and verbal behaviors. Sila cannot purify your mind, so that we need to practice samatha, samadhi, concentration. Right? So anyway, there are five kinds of Nogahita. So if you, the yogi has these five kinds of Nogahita, your meditation practice correct and progress very fast. So that is we make interview. The purpose of interviewing to understand the correct way, to whatever you have experienced, whether you are experienced correct or not, so you discuss with teacher. That's it. But important is, if you do not make an interview with teacher, we don't know whether you are practicing correct or not. But then, for the appearance on the outside, yes, okay, you are yogi. Sometimes two things that we need. Sometimes yogi has a good appearance. He acts like a real yogi. Do not look at here and there. So he can control, he can take like a more appearance. Good, but then inside, sometimes thinking, sometimes you have attached like a blissfulness, or some like happiness, that is also not correct for yogi. So at the time, whenever you have experience, and you mention your experience, so we have to compare with the Dhamma. So sometimes a yogi think he has done good deeds, he has done the right way, but according to the Buddha teaching, no. So that at the time we need to discuss, we need to report, right? So that is it means whatever you have a correct experience, so you already confirm. So you have more confidence, more sadha, faith. So if you practice more and more, the more you practice, the more you have a good concentration, because you have no doubt. Doubt is a vichikesa in Pali, this is in a doubtful, like a skeptical doubt. It's making so many dangers. So if you have doubt, you cannot practice. Suppose you doubt your meditation practice, so you have something like a suspect, like a place, person, you cannot practice. So that is we need to discuss with teacher, so who has experience, who can teach correct methods. That's it. But interview is very essential for yogi. But some meditation that they didn't make anything. They think this is useless. No. Very important. Mm-hmm. According to Nogahita Sutta, we must make interview, right? We must make an interview with teacher. So at that time, if you do something wrong, if you have something in uncorrect practice, you can change. Easy. That is in the purpose. But first in the Sila Nogahita, you keep a moral precept. You should purify your moral precepts. Second one is Sutta Nogahita. Sutta Nogahita means you listen in Dhamma talk. Because if you listen to Dhamma talk, there are five kinds of benefits. So whatever you have in the heart, where he and the Dhamma, so you listen again, so you understand more clearly, means you confirm the Dhamma. So if you didn't have any Dhamma, then you hear, okay, you have experience, okay. Fine? So if you have some doubt, so if you listen again and again, so according to your experience, you feel good, then that is your doubt already gone. Means you have no doubt, you can continue without difficulties. Otherwise, you have to ask whether my practice is right or wrong. That is so many things. We, especially for yogi, because of the mindfulness meditation is connection with the mind. Mind creates so many things. Sometimes you have good concentration, you have good correct methods. But then you think, something. So that is not improved. Yeah, that is Savana Nogahita. And Sutta Nogahita means you can say like a discussion with the text, or discussion with each other, like a question and answer. Whatever you have doubt, whatever you don't understand clearly, so you should ask. Sutta Anupahita, Savana Anupahita, and then Sakita. Sakita is also in a discussion. Sakita means discussion with each other. So, Nadavayana Samatha Anupahita. Samatha Anupahita means you should have calmness meditation. You should have a good concentration. So, if you have good concentration, your practice is improved. You have to change it easy to understand the nature of psychophysical phenomena. Right? But especially Samatha meditators, calmness meditator. So then you need to follow altogether 40 kinds of objects. When you practice in a calmness meditation, you can choose like a kasina bhavana, asubha bhavana, like a bodhanusati, so altogether 40 objects. So anyway, for the vipassana meditation practitioner, especially we practice satipatthana, four foundations of mindfulness. So you have to follow according to Mahasatipatthana Sutta. You pay attention, you are by body and mind, and you note it, whatever object arises. So vipassana nogita means now we are doing practice. We listen to the instruction, we follow according to instruction and pay attention, or to note or to watch whatever object arises in our body and mind. So that is in the vipassana nogahita. So all these five kinds of nogahita support to our interview or to clear our mind. If your mind is more clear, there is no doubt you are practicing in it. Improved very, very fast. So that is in the we need to make interview. But actually it's in an interview, so the same Shadow Upanita lay down the disciplines. So when you come to interview rooms, so you have to come with the mindfulness, you open the door, in our meditation retreat, in our monastery, our temple, you know, according to list, sometimes you need to wait. Even though you are waiting for somebody in front of you, so you just note it. You do not look at the paper, you do not look at the list again and again. You just look at it, and then the rest time you are waiting. You are waiting, you can walk, forget meditation, or you are practice standing meditation, whatever. But do not look at here and there. Just you watch it, and then when you are prepared once, prepare yogis, so when he have done, you can enter and you can come pay respect. But then you bow down three times, and then whatever you are pay respect to the teacher or to rapport your experience, you should do with the mindfulness. But do not say like good morning, Sarah, how are you? Do not make. So for practice, no necessary. So if you do, but here very different. So we are tradition. We didn't do like that, but here tradition is very important. Hello, how are you? So at that time your mind gone. So right? The here custom is different. But anyway, now we are practice the Buddha, the Buddha's methods. So we have to follow. So the Buddha mentioned his Vinaya. So in the Buddha lifetimes, sometimes some people are gonna come from in a palace, some people come from in a poor families, some people come from a business in a family, in a business groups. So many people are coming, but then the Buddha laid down only one rules. He doesn't respect, like he doesn't consider whether you are a king or you are a rich man, you are poor, no. The same rules. So then his sasana, his dispensation lasts long, deep and firm, until today. Almost in 3,000 years. So if he made like a social interaction, knowing. So that very important. Sometimes we are sometimes confused. So as for us, but we are familiar with our Buddha's teaching. So then sometimes we think this is like not comfortable for us. But then here is the more important. So that sometimes I request please forgive me. Anyway, we didn't say like hello, how are you? But this is not our tradition. So the Buddha didn't allow. Buddha just only asked his time, king or the his disciple come to meet him. He said, Kamaniya Bandi. So then how about you? How you can say how are you, but then not like a social walk. He mentioned, so how about your practice? How about your studying methods? That's it. Not saying, so how do you eat? How do you stay? How is your business? No way. No, he didn't make necessary. Because he denounced, he left from palace. So when you do like that, the same, what is the difference? But then he has an important, right? So anyway, but if you know that, which one is important, which one is not important, you can understand. Do not make like the monk or the teacher, the person who didn't follow social interaction. It doesn't matter. But you have to ask yourself, now what are you doing? Now what are you practicing? Right? If you practice the Buddha teaching, you have to follow. Right? If you walk like some company, you have to follow according to their company rules and regulations. Then you will get chance. Otherwise, you cannot get. So anyway, but yes, and sometimes they think this is polite. Otherwise, you are a little bit rude. So anyway, this is a testament that Buddha also mentioned. Whether other people think good or bad, doesn't matter. You important you yourself. And good or bad is important. More beneficial for yourself. Okay, so when you come to an interview to report to teacher, do not say like hello, how are you? Just sit down and then you have to report in three sessions. First, you have to mention sitting meditation, with my sitting meditation, I have to note rising and falling. But you use your main objects, right? Don't forget. Almost in the yogi come to the report, they just always suddenly they explain their sensation parts. So the meditation teacher didn't accept. So first, what object arises? How do you notice? What is your experience? So that is important. So Jala Upanishad says, when you make like a mathematics system, first you have to know what kind of method you use it. How do you account? Then you will get the result. First you didn't say a result and then teacher didn't accept it. The teacher want to know how do you calculate. How do you use this kind of research? Where do you come from? Where do you get from? Something like that. The same, when you report to meditation teacher, you first use your main object. So come here and say, Shadow, I see so many things, right? I see some like a disturbing of my mind wandering. So yeah, I don't know how to practice. You didn't mention. You have to mention. So with sitting meditation, walking meditation, your daily activities. Three sessions you should report. Because we have little time, only 10 minutes. because so many yogis, so I cannot have, I have no time. I want to explain more. But why we have to give a Dhamma talk every day? That is also an interview. Especially Dalai Lama Upanita, he didn't make any interview, but he talked every day. Some text, some of his experience, both predicate and the theoretical method. So if you know that, you can make a note and then you can use it in your practice. You cannot get sense like a personality because he is all the same, not only for you but also ourselves. So we are listening when he giving Dhamma talk, or he make interview 2 or 3 years ago he make interview. The rest time he didn't do anything, he just only talk. But anyway, we can learn, we can get an experience from his Dhamma talk, his interview, his book. That is important. But it depends on you. You have wide attention. You can guess. You cannot miss anything. Sometimes people ask, I want to make interview with Jyotiji. That's no chance. So sometimes they misunderstand. No, if you don't have chance, we pick. Okay. It's up to you. Because if you have wide attention, you have to understand he's all one. He has guests, devotees. So you know, if you allow to him, he may be short life. You know, means like he has some disease, like a heart problem, something like that. So sometimes some people they don't understand. But if you understand, they're easy to get methods and knowledge. Yeah. So you just start. With sitting meditation, I note rising, falling on my abdomen. So you have to mention whether you notice the object or not. So if you notice, you mention whatever in your experience. If you do not note, you cannot notice the object precisely carefully, so what do you need? Whether you need an energetic effort, also your mindfulness are not a song, or something for happiness, or the mean they are not a balance. So very important. So you have to mention, you can observe it or not. If you cannot, what? Why? And then, if you can observe it, so what kind of experience you can mention? So it depends on times. So you have known in the times, you can mention important ones. So important one is that every time we know the rising, falling. So you almost we have the same. But sometimes we can know very deeply without an interruption or without the disturbing. Sometimes not. So 2 or 3 minutes, say, okay, then after that in my turn to come back again, such and such. Sometimes the experience are different. So that is important. So anyway, but you have to start rising, I know, rising, falling, but the rising is more obvious, or sometimes falling, I miss the falling, or sometimes I see the falling very obviously, but I didn't find the rising. So you have to mention like that. Then, if you can know, so I know rising from beginning to end of the rising, but then in my mind, without a break, I see the object, like even though I know rising one object, I see so many processes of rising. So, what is different? Sometimes I think rising after falling, but then now I see rising. Rising and have done, rising also just for a while first, then falling coming. So, depends on your concentration power. So, important is that you have to use it whenever you go to your meditation teacher. So, the other I know, rising and falling, so I can note it or I cannot note it. So, my mind, what kind of situation happened? So, I have to mention. That is important. But you don't mention thoughts, sensation, feeling, so it's such and such. You just mention. So So how do I note it? How do I watch it, the object? Then what is experience and orientation? If you know the object, whether you can observe or not. You can observe it or not. So how to mention? Then you mention continuously your experience. Right? So that is the way. But some of the meditation teacher, they know, but they didn't mention this or not, call it or not. But then they listen. So later on, the yogi think, whatever option I have experience, so then I should need to know. But like rules and regulation, you have to start from your main object. Also, walking meditation. So walking meditation, you have to say, Jaro, I know left or right step, or I know lifting, raising, or pushing, or forward, back, or whatever. Maybe. You have to mention. I know right, left step, right step, left step, right step, or lifting, pushing, or pressing. I know it. I can observe it, but I see my leg moving here and there. Or when I lift up my foot, then I see heaviness or lightness. So which one is I pay attention to it? Should I note it? Heaviness or lightness, or should I keep it left or right, or raising on, or pushing forward? So you can ask. Sometimes you become confused. You think that I see two objects, not only for raising, placing, touching, but at the same time you feel lightness, heaviness. Lightness, heaviness, stiffness. So which one should I pay attention and notice? You can ask at that time. But you have to mention first. Don't mention that I cannot pay attention, my mind wandering here and there. First you have to mention how to walk. So how do you notice? Then whether you are not, observe it or not. You can observe it or not. Sometimes you mention like that. Which one is the more important shadow? Whether I should note the form or shape or manner or nature. But that every kind of the forms or shape or manner, you should note it in the beginning. But the important is form and shape is not knowledge at all. But we cannot avoid because of mind and matter is consistent thing together. Our duty is to pay attention whatever conventional truths or ultimate truths, whatever object arises at the moment, you just watch it or note it. So the more you are noting, you can note the object very clearly, very obviously, then your mind understands automatically. No need to make thinking, whether this is a form, or this is a shape, or this is a nature, you shouldn't do by your practice and meditation. Automatically come in. Suppose that I'm giving good example. You sit in here 3 hours. You are in a bathroom, you are in here, so automatically there are one. No need to find, this is a one, or this is a seven. Automatically come. Because of 3 hours, you already sit. The same, when you know the object, our duty is to pay attention now, as much as you can. So then automatically come in. So at the time, the object is more obvious, you change and note it. More obvious why I mentioned. Without obvious, you do not pay attention. Right? So the important, that's all. Also, I forget to mention, for walking meditation. Walking meditation and sitting meditation are a little different. Sitting meditation, your main object is rising and falling. So you try to note it, right? Then secondary objects such as stiffness, warmness, coldness, when they are obvious, when they are more obvious than the primary object, then every time you note it. Secondary object. Right? But walking meditation, as much as you can, you do not pay attention to the other object. You just try to keep on your left or right step or your walking meditation. Suppose you're walking left or right, or raising, or placing, touching. So at the time you feel your abdomen rising, falling, more clear. So after that, how should you know? Whether you know the right organ meditation, left or right, or you pay attention to rise and falling, or you feel some kind of emotional feeling. So which one you have to notice for organ meditation? So that is the advice for you. They give you advice. When you feel something like that, you are upper body feelings when you are organ meditation, you stop. And then you note whatever object obvious. Then when you are gone, you disappear, you go back and then you start walking meditation. Otherwise, you are feeling in the upper body, you are feeling and then you are walking, so the walking is nothing. Because of the secondary objects, more obvious. So that is important. Do not, as much as you can, do not pay attention to walking meditation. If you pay attention, when you look at it, you see here and there, your mind gone. You cannot keep your mind on your thoughts. That's important. Right? So that walking meditation, now it's okay now. If I see here, it's okay. You know, so now how to walk. But you have to then make down your body movements zero. So if you are in body movements very fast, outside, different. If you walk outside, as much as you can do first. So here, no, just you make down your body movement zero. But your mental activities should be alert, should be vigilant. The difference. So if you do not, even though you don't have any concentration, any samadhi, so you do slowly, moving, placing, at the moment you know moving. You do very fast, so at the moment you don't know what happened. Because you have no concentration. But even though you have concentration, but you cannot know so many processes. So if you do slowly, then you see very clearly. Even though you are raising your hand, placing your hand, touching your hand, so at that time you know. So that you should do slowly as much as you can. But sometimes people think, not here, also in Burma also, they didn't know necessary to do it slowly. Without doing slowly, but you cannot do it. Right, so the Buddha mentioned, when you hold it like a full cup of wine, so if you move a little bit, so everything is slipping off, gone. So the same, if you walk, okay, maybe you just look at the 5 feet, front side, also you are your eyes down, then you pay attention to your left. Do not look at your foot also. You just only keep in your mind walking. So like a very carefully, very tenderly. So at the time you know. Walking meditation. So what I would like to explain here, walking meditation also you have to mention. So I'm practice walking meditation. So I know left, right step, or raising, placing, touching, or whatever you can mention, and then I notice that my mind can concentrate the movement of my leg or foot, or I see at the time heaviness, or numbness, or lightness. Almost if you raise up your foot, then your feeling should be like a heaviness, lightness. If you put down your foot or your leg, then you feel heaviness. Almost normal. But sometimes different opposites. Sometimes feeling lightness. Even though you touch, you are on the floor. So sometimes you feel hot. Sometimes you feel soft. Sometimes you feel a little bit something like a feeling. So important is that you pay attention to your foot. You do not pay attention to your ground or floor. Even though we are like in a carpet, sometimes I feel the softness, sometimes I feel hot. So depends on the elements. So that you do not pay attention whether the carpet, whether the floor is hot or cool or what, doesn't matter. So you are paying attention to your leg or your hands if you touch like that. So maybe the eyes in the carpet is warm or cool, it's nature. So that is the, you pay attention you are inside, you don't pay attention outside. Right? Sometimes you only explain, so when I touch my foot and then on the floor, so I feel your foot is hot, of course. So it's a hard question that I didn't ask you. I asked you, what do you feel your thoughts? So I mean, more pay attention to your insight. Maybe flow is a hot, flow is a cold, according to the weather, according to season. It doesn't matter. You pay attention. When you touch then your hands, you pay attention to your hands. What happened there? Maybe the object, outside object is cool or warm, but then your feelings are different. So that is important. Right? Yeah. Also, you are in a daily activity, you have to mention. So when I stay my rooms, when I lie down in my bed, so I know slowly, like lying down, so whatever. But depends on time you see. So I always mention almost some experience on that, almost the same. But almost the same is not, I don't mean like the phenomena is the same. Tone or shape, I mean like the rising, one of another coming. But rising is not the same, but the rising tone or shape is sometimes the same. I mean like that. So, like at the same phenomena, yeah, I notice rising, falling, but then I can observe it, you know, I see very in detail. Right? Very, very clearly. So, this is sufficient. But sometimes stranger experience. Sometimes you are experiencing a difference. So at the time you notice. But even though you are not sure that one time you shouldn't report, you know. So one time you feel that experience the same. So next time at the same. Almost a two times, three times you have an experience. So you have to sometimes little bit of note on the paper, and then when you have sometimes forgot to mention. So you look at just a few times, do not waste time. Sometimes yogi write down too much. So at that time then they already come and they are badges. So very difficult. Sometimes even if the meditative teacher do not allow, they forget to mention important. But if I allow, they do according to their way. Sometimes we still know as possible maximum. So only 5 minutes. I saw so many yogis in Panita Lama. Sometimes they brought 2 papers, 3 papers. So that's waste time. Well, sometimes they think I need to write. So yeah, because of that, sometimes they don't understand what is important. Writing is important or writing is important. So yeah, writing is at the moment you pay attention, you notice, and you write it, it's okay, you can get concentration. But at the moment, you don't know what happened in the nature of writing better. Right? Important. Sometimes we just only we have devotion. We don't know what's wisdom. So sometimes the yogi come in, before practice, before you start practice, you can pay homage to the Buddha, to offer like a flower or something. It's okay. But if you really practice, like intensive practice, you just walk down 3 times, and then if you have time, you just only recite Adhan Sama Samudra, that's okay. But because of the motivation, so your practice is meditation. Mindfulness meditation is the best kutis out of it, like Kamavasta kutis. So even though you offer dana, flower, water, yeah, you are done kutis. But if you compare, you are really practice. The more you practice, at the moment practice time, you notice rising, falling, your mind keep on the object, your mind fixed on the object, at the moment no attachment, no hatred, no greed. So if you offer, we have attachment, sometimes the flower is a very lovely one, you have to offer, the also you see, the also. Even though you are the offering, you have judgment, right? So mindful meditation, no, totally, no chance. I already mentioned to you. That is important. So the Buddha says, mindful meditation is, full foundation for mindfulness is the best kutis. Out of the Kamavasana kutis, Kamavasana means like a mountain kutis. So sometimes we don't understand. Sometimes in the meditation teacher said, no, you don't do. Why, Jado? You say, I'm an opponent. Yeah, you are an opponent, but at the time you lost it. Sometimes, like a Chinese time, sometimes, at the moment, your mind You are body shaking, your mind also shaking, you lost it to your mindfulness. Right? So yeah, I'm accepting you're doing good deeds, but you are lost in your mindfulness. That is not my suggestion, this is the Buddha said. The Buddha normally like a social walk, social interaction, the Buddha mentioned. You should have the patience, you should have the loving kindness, you should have the heart of compassion, you should have the joyfulness. Even though you don't have anything, you should offer other people. Because of you wish the welfare of people, beings. But when you practice mindfulness meditation, he mentioned you should be selfish. Selfish means don't care anybody. Whether other person practice or not, whether other person is talking or not, this is not your work. This doesn't matter. This is, you don't care. You just pay attention to your mind. You pay attention and practice your mindfulness meditation. That he means like a selfish me like that. Not like a difference. So, if you don't understand, so we think in a bit of spirit that the Buddha or the talkings and the monk, the difference are very important. No. That is important. That means that if you know that very deeply about the meditation, about the, like you approach it about a good teacher, they do not know. Even though. That is important, right? So yeah, whatever, important is that you make practice, today like mindfulness meditation, you try to pay attention, try to note, without break, you are the mindfulness. Whatever you do, you want to do, you do with mindfulness. So, yeah, if you are holding food, if you are holding something, yeah, you do as much as you can. No, you do not offer freely, totally. So if you do that, your mindfulness is gone. So sometimes yogi said, morning my practice is good, very nice, but then after lunch is why? After lunch you take a shower, you wash in, you do everything without mindfulness. So gone. It's very important. Whatever you do with mindfulness as much as you can. Even though you didn't practice like intensive retreat. So you should have a general awareness. That is very important. Right? Okay, the three things. Sitting meditation, walking meditation, your daily activities. Right? So, I think that yogi can practice in the three levels. Right? So even though you say, the whole day, but the three divisions. Sitting meditation, walking meditation, your daily activities. Is this possible? Sometimes you explain when they come in and ask me meditation retreat, say about what time meditation retreat, yeah, you see, okay, you like it. So how can I try this? I find out you see here schedule. Oh, schedule is very tight. Sometimes it's a very tight schedule is in a Pudadi that the definition. Yeah. Here is in the definition you have a better chance. In a Mahasi tradition, you wake up at 3 a.m. morning. Wake up 3 a.m. morning, 3:32 and 4:30 you walk in. Then at 4:02 you start at 4 a.m. sitting meditation. Sitting to 5 or 5:30, we take in our breakfast. So the whole day, here also after lunch, here in the TMC, or even though TMC is in a very tight, we have guys in our breakfast, lunch, 11:30. Then you have take time. So till 1 p.m. In the Bama no, you take your lunch 10:30. So you have to you have done 11 maybe. Then 12 you start sitting meditation. Until 9:30. So 10 you have to stay in your room. 10 then you are there. Particular times. Sure, you do that. So Mahajara said, 4 or 5 hours sufficient enough for yogis. But according to medical point of view, 6 hours you need to take rest. Now, even though you get the 6 hours, you need more hours. More hours. Yeah, that is important. Yeah, interview is necessary. But Sometimes Bhikshua, sometimes Yogi mentioned to the teacher are necessary. So at the time, this time, also, you know, if you have concentration, if you talk, so you have concentration and 2 or 3 hours, you talk only 5 minutes, your mindfulness is gone. So no allow to talk unnecessarily. No look at here and there. Eyes, controlling faculties is very important. If you do not control your eye, you look at the object, if you do not observe it, so your mind already registered. Not only at the moment, but also you are sitting time, you are walking time, you are mind disturbing. Because you already registered your mind. Right? So as much as you can, you should control your faculties. I mean, eyes, ear, important, you know. How do you control it? I mean, I don't know. You just note it. You just watch it. According to object. That's important. Talking is more important. If you talk, whenever you talk about the object, so your mind already starts. Whatever you memorize, whatever you register. So that is important. So you should report whatever you are experiencing, important or whatever. But then you shouldn't make it like times. You should report limited times. Sometimes we report so many days, but important than they didn't. So that is important. So Sri Upanita says he has some booklets. I think you don't have. You have.
How to give me a couple of them this morning. Those small books.
This is an important interview.
Yeah.
That is almost the mention. What is the what kind of object you see when you are practice? And then you have to mention the common characteristic or like an individual characteristic such as that. So that is in the mention in detail. But a small book he has, How to Make Interview with Teacher. So last retreat, special retreat, I distribute some yogis, two piece paper. But when you are making like a booklet, we make a piece paper. So also we should know this one. If you know that, you use in your time very usefully. Otherwise, waste time. Right? Okay. Interview is the purpose is just confirm or you make it your way correctly. So that is important. But sometimes how to report, how to make interview with teachers is important also. Unnecessary, you do not make your social interaction or unnecessary thing you cannot report. But what kind of problem you have to mention. So when you are sitting meditation, when you are walking meditation, so that's almost an intervention. That's just in the purpose. Okay?
I already got that. Can I question?
Yes.
In the interview, can the yogi look at the teacher in the eyes or prefer not?
That is also I already said. You should control your faculty in your things. That is important. So almost here, they are tradition, right? Whenever you talk, you see, even though you are giving some talk, yogi see, because here is an habit, right? You talk upon what kind of person talk, why you talk. Meditation, like a yogi should not look at the teacher, even though. So now you mention, so you just mention, shadow. I know rising, falling, so I see it rising, how rising also, how falling also. So I can see gradual movement of my abdomen. Obviously, do not look here, almost here they are looking. So at the time, so then you how now what is the general remark? Sometimes you're waiting, no need to wait. You just mention whatever. So the teacher, he didn't mention to you, so it means you are practice correct. So if you are practice not correct, teacher then talk this is you shouldn't do such and such. Right? So you should do not look at especially if you do not look at better. Anyway, even though you look at your teacher, you look at something, your controlling faculties are gone. Fine. So as much as possible, also you do not make your illustrate your hands. And here also they are missing like that. No, when you do that, then he scolds you. Don't move your hands. You just only mention. So he has in the body, they are moving. Even though I request them, don't make, so it's coming. So sometimes, two times, three times, I remind, no, you just mention. Right? Not only for that, but also I also like some problem coming down. They are missing like that, so I have to sometimes mention. But meditation, yogis or teachers should not make use it. But here you use hands, easy to understand because on you are body feeling something. But anyway, if you mention, almost we lost the doubt. You are focused on what do you explain? Do I explain something like that? So we do not make moving, placing like that, moving. So at the time, as much as possible, you do not raise your hands. So you just so that we try. Here is a mention. Right? Do not look at possible. But at sometimes, like the Dhamma question, that's okay. But the interview, do not look at the teacher, do not raise your hands, do not open your eyes, you just like a look down, thumbs up, like an open image. That's important. Anything? Any question? Or in the view. Shall Upanishad mention one little booklet, I think I will keep you later. So you should know this is very useful. As much as possible for meditation, meditators or yogi should control eyes or like a six centers. Control, you should be the keep your mindfulness without break as much as you can. So I mean, you should not do the social interaction or like something it's not connection with the guidance. Better. Here the habit I saw the problems in going here and there, so they go very fast according to outside. They didn't walk slowly. Here is the meditation center. Because we already used to outside, so very hard. So do slowly. So if you enter the meditation center, you should have a concentration. But you should know, this is how to walk. Sometimes if we are not noticed, then we think not different. Meditation center, so in our Asian tradition, when you enter the cave, so we take our shoe, how to speaking slowly, and so they know already. But here is a different kind of culture, like that. So not too much difference. If you have mindfulness, you can know everything, nothing wrong. So walking slowly, talking as much as possible, you should keep a minimum, talking necessary, very short sentences. So if you do not make the social interaction, your concentration practice is more useful and more beneficial. That is important. So yeah, controlling eyes or controlling your faculties. Also the one thing in mind, our mind. So very fast. The nature of our mind is altogether four kinds of aspects. Turingama, ekachana, asarina, guhasena. So our mind can go far, far away. So actually our mind doesn't go far away. What do you mean that can go far away? Suppose you are come from Taiwan. So what is famous in Taiwan? So you have been there, so you just reflect, so you already, your mind already Taiwan. right? So you have been in a New York, like a Times Square. You know, oh, Times Square, yeah, I see that like a Chinese restaurant, very nice food. You are mine already gone. Right? That means King Ku Paravin is like that, during Gama. During Gama, very fun. Ekachara means, so I already mentioned, our mind can know one of another. But, you know, how the mind is very fast. So happiness is very fast. Progress is very fast. We think two objects we can know one after another. Ekachara, asarita, you cannot see form or shape. Can you see in the mind? Where's the mind? You cannot see, so that hard to control. Right? So our body, so you know, you put it okay, here it's okay. Right? So, asarita means almost our mind stay in our heart here. But then not only always, sometimes here and there. That is poking for instance. Okay.